September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Krav Maga feels like.
Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday, premieres September 25th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello! Woo! All right, you guys, if you're tuning in to us right now, you are listening or watching the after show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and this is the final episode of the season before we get to the reunion special. Mm-hmm. So this is a really, really amazing episode. They definitely, you know, just waited till the very end for all the drama, you know, the posh fashion show. So before we dig in, let's quickly go around the room and introduce ourselves to my left.
Hey, guys, I'm Adrian. Barrow.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn.
Hey everyone, it's Giselle Ugardi.
And I am Deanna Vaughn, and Giselle Ugardi is our instant social media
tweeter.
Yes. So be sure if you have any
always
questions
tweeting.
Or comments, make sure you tweet her because she's going to be right on top of it. All right, so I have a couple ground rules before we dig in, all right, because this is really juicy and I know we're all heated, we all have our opinions. So we're going to talk freely, but make sure that we get all of our points across.
Agreed.
Agreed?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Good,
yes.
Because we want you guys to follow us, and like I said, this is a juicy one, and I know you all have opinions, so we want to make sure you catch everything. And before I forget, please be sure to download us on iTunes. It's 100% free. You don't have to pay for a single thing. Please make your comments. We love when you make your comments, good, bad, and different, and it helps us bring you better shows. And let's dig in. All right, so... my first topic to start off this whole, you know, final episode is the calm before the storm. And that's even what one of the ladies mentioned at the fashion show in the booth. Everything seemed to be going okay once they got to the fashion show. Last episode, we saw where Teresa was getting her makeup done with Kim D, and the Angelo dude comes in and he's talking some smack about Melissa.
Lots of smack.
Lots of smack, and I liked how Teresa handled the situation, but now, fast forward to this episode, stuff starts happening.
It does.
And also, we were even then questioning if the way that Teresa handled the situation was real,
mm-hmm.
or was it planned? And now we see why people are getting those assumptions of perhaps, you know, maybe she had something to do with it, maybe this was staged,
mm-hmm.
maybe she was just plotting to bring down Melissa. So... Have you guys changed your mind?
A lot of mixed emotions. I think for me, I did change my mind. Last week, I was kind of like giving Teresa maybe the benefit of the doubt. She was very convincing, which she happens to do a lot. But this episode solidified for me that she is in on this, like 100%. I think she is. I think that she was shady in the way that she handled the whole situation with not sticking up for Melissa. And I think that underlyingly, she had something to do with it. And there's no doubt Kim D did. No doubt.
Well...
And I have to disagree with you because, and you know,
when Teresa messes up, I'm the first one to say that she F's up, okay? But this one, I'm going to have to say I'm still backing up Teresa. What exactly do you mean that she did not defend Melissa?
You want to go first?
Okay. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Last week, we saw how in the salon, when Angelo comes over and he starts talking smack, she's like, you know what? That's my family. That's my sister-in-law. She removed herself from the situation. She removed herself from the room.
Mm-hmm.
This, what happened tonight, yesterday... He comes over to the table with everybody there, comes over to Melissa to say, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? And Teresa's sitting there. Now, she chose to keep her mouth shut. Why didn't she speak up and say, you know what? Go away.
Yes.
Go away. Why are you at our table? We already addressed this. Leave the table. She kept her mouth shut.
Not only that, but when she did open her mouth, to Kathy especially, she was saying, like, she was almost trying to get it out of Kathy to ask, well, what did Melissa do? Because she was saying, oh, well, he was talking smack or talking shit about her. And she was kind of telling Kathy, like, what the reason was why Melissa was upset, which I think is, yet again, stirring the pot. If that was her husband, Joe, and also brought it up very openly to Melissa in the bathroom that you were a stripper, said this, this, and that, A, B, and C. These are the reasons why when Joe Giudice, her husband, got caught with jail, she wouldn't even say the word jail. Like, I feel like she was really bringing it up big time, whereas if it was Joe, you know, her husband, she makes it, like, very clear when she wants to stick up for somebody, doesn't talk about the situation, stops the conversation. She let this conversation fly.
Mm-hmm. But do you think, if anything, I mean, I'm not saying that I agree, because I was very, very skeptical of her when there was the whole Kim B salon thing, and mm-hmm. I mentioned how I think it's really strange, because normally she doesn't behave in that mature sort of a way. Mm-hmm. She'll either want to hear about it, or she'll get really, really fired up about something. She's not one to leave the room. She's one to leave the party and make a scene. So I'm just a little, I don't know, I feel like if she would have asked him to leave or made a scene or whatever, then that would have opened it up even more for the whole table to say, well, why did you do that?
And this is where I'm saying that, okay, I agree with Giselle, and that I'm still backing up Teresa, where I think that she authentically did not know what was going on. And what is she supposed to do, blow up this guy's spot in front of everybody and make a scene?
Okay, here's my thought on that, because clearly the table is divided.
Yeah.
But here's my thought on that. So she chose the opportunity to stand up for Melissa last episode, with, you know, and say to the guy's face, you know what, you're talking about my family, and she removed herself. So why, when it counts the most, when she's sitting there, when you've got the table full of ladies, when it counts the most, you don't have anything to say, and you've met this guy.
And there was a lot of awkward silence, too, in the sense that Teresa could have jumped in. It wasn't just like, hey, how are you, whatever, keep it moving. There was times where I was like, oh, this is really awkward. Like, he's lingering. That's when Teresa said, get the F out.
Right.
What do you think was the motive? If, hypothetically, she did set it up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the motive? Because I feel like if she set it up, I don't know if it was like a save the day type of a thing, or to show that she cared about Melissa by standing up for her, quote unquote, you know, or maybe you think that she didn't stand up for her. But, like, wouldn't she have been more vocal about the whole thing in front of all the ladies versus just Melissa? If she wanted the whole world to know about what was going on?
Yeah, because that's how she works.
Well, and I think her motive at the end of the day, we've seen the whole buildup over the course of the season. She's trying to call Melissa out. She said from the beginning, oh, if you met somebody, you know, that had more money, you'd leave my brother. The whole time she's been against her. And I think this was her ace in the hole. I think she felt like, okay, I got her now. I have her now. Like, this guy says that she used to dance and work. Meanwhile, I mean, I've said this before, even if she did dance, you know, 10 years ago, why does it matter now? I don't get that.
I think that, yeah, even looking a part of whatever team you're on, whether it's Team Melissa or Team Teresa in this one, Angelo and Kim D are shady as, like, they're shady.
Yeah.
And I think that the blackmail, it makes my heart sink to think that somebody could actually go to this level. This is the worst you can do, go on national television and expose someone, right? Like you said, whether or not it did happen, that's just lowest of low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I agree with...
Hail to the
Oh, hey!
Thank you!
But is it Teresa? Are we pointing the finger at Teresa?
Yeah.
It's a combo for me. It's definitely Kim D... But I think Teresa has the motive, actually, more so. I don't know. Kim D, I guess, has a motive as well. She has a vendetta against Melissa, which Teresa made very clear. She said, mm-hmm. Kim D is loving this mm-hmm. right now. But Teresa is the one that, yeah, called her for being a gold digger. And more importantly, she mentioned to Caroline and Lauren, who I 100% believe, that she had mentioned that Melissa was a stripper a year ago.
But that was when they weren't getting along.
Right.
That's when...
Which is, like, the worst of times. Like,
and you're absolutely right. And maybe Teresa was plotting something, but mm-hmm. maybe she had a change of heart. I don't know. I'm just saying that this really seems... seems like a setup for Teresa, in my opinion.
Really?
It just seems like mm-hmm. Teresa's getting set up. It's what is she supposed to do at that table? Because Angelo and Melissa are looking square in each other's eyes. And she goes, I know him from somewhere.
I feel like she could have said something. She could have said something.
And she went looking for him.
And made a big deal.
Once it was over.
No, well, she didn't know he left. Okay. She didn't know he left.
Mm-hmm.
So at that Melissa. At the table, was she supposed to be like, you called my sister-in-law a stripper and that she danced for you. Can you go? So that, okay, and then what? And if she did that, Melissa would be like, what the hell is this girl doing? Mm-hmm. So I think either way, Teresa was going to get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I'm going to get hit for this too, but this is my opinion. I'm a fan, and I call it like I see it.
Yeah. I'm not personally a fan of Teresa this season, but I definitely am someone who I try to look at all the different angles of the situation, and that's just one of those where I agree with you. I think it is definitely Kim D, and I think that Teresa could have been thrown into the mix without meaning to. Mm-hmm. Although I will say, regardless of who's in charge of it, it definitely was a setup of some kind. Not sure who's necessarily the headmaster behind it, but even the bouncer at the door said Angelo doesn't work for him. He's just working for him for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that we speculated about last week, is what's this guy who worked at a gentleman's club doing, like, PR just for the day, like for the salon, you know, it doesn't make sense. There are a lot of things that really don't add up. And so it'll be really interesting to watch the reunion and see how things played out. I almost wish that there was still one more episode after this finale.
Well, okay, that leads me to, let's move this on a little mm-hmm. bit. So let's talk about Teresa and Melissa in the bathroom,
perfect.
That whole conversation. So my issue with that conversation is that when Melissa was sitting there saying, you know, do you know this guy, whatever, Teresa flat out said, no, I don't know him. But she met him a few hours before in the salon. So where's the honesty with that?
Right. Teresa is not smart enough to set something up and to conjure up this kind of plot and to do this. I'm sorry, but she's not. And I think you have to word it specifically. Like, did you ever see this human being in your life ever before tonight? And Teresa was like, yeah, I saw him today, and he was saying something about you. And I think Teresa has a very hard time articulating her words.
Yeah.
She's not the brightest.
I get it, but is she going to get a pass on every single thing she does because she can't articulate her thoughts? Like, I don't know.
But I also think the rumor is really important to think about, too. The fact that Jacqueline was receiving text saying that this was about to go down. They were plotting. This was sketchy. Everyone had that sketchy vibe. And I know that it could have been the vibe from Angelo and from Kim D, especially Kim D. She's, you know, no one really liked her, at least at the girls' table.
And Kim D very much doesn't like Melissa.
Right. Which is shady, too, because you're inviting her to your party. So right then and there, it's like you have a motive, of course. We know her. But I think that the bigger motive behind it is that she wants to expose Teresa. Kim D and Teresa are best friends. Teresa has talked about Melissa for years, mm-hmm. years and years and years, and even on this show we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So for Kim D to come up with this and maybe even run it by Teresa or vice versa and have Teresa say, you know, I wouldn't mind if you exposed it, I'm not going to do it, but I'll give you the floor. That's how I thought it happened.
I can see Kim D, like, plotting this whole thing with or without Teresa to show some sort of, like, loyalty to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is very much that fame-hungry person who wants her 15 minutes and mm-hmm. who Teresa obviously vents to, because as we've seen throughout the season, she listens and she agrees. Even when Kim knows that Teresa's wrong, she'll word things as though she agrees and then maybe try to, like, throw in a little bit of advice but still say, oh, Teresa, you're right, everyone else is crazy. So I could see Kim mm-hmm. trying to do this to make Teresa look, I don't know, not better, but, like, you know, to show this
other side of Melissa,
you know, maybe if I do it without Teresa getting involved, well, then it'll expose her to everyone else. But I just didn't like how Teresa brought it up to Melissa in the bathroom. I thought it was a little strange, as though she was testing her to see what she would say.
Right.
And it would have been better off saying, you know, Melissa, I didn't want to say this at the table in front of all the ladies, but I actually saw that guy earlier today. Kim D had me get my makeup done with, you know, wherever they got their makeup done, Allure, mm-hmm. that hair place.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came up to me and was really shady. And do you know him? I feel like maybe he's trying to, you know, bring you down
in some way.
Mm-hmm. Just the way that she did it was just a little... That made things very questionable.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I agree with you on that 100%. But like I said, Teresa's not smart enough to... to deliver her actions like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think, and then I just have to rewind when you were saying that that they were plotting this. Now, Jacqueline made it a point that when Angela was going around the party and talking smack about Melissa, he said Kim and Teresa had been plotting this. And she also mentioned that Teresa was right there and she heard everything that Angela was saying. Teresa was not there when Angela was having these little side conversations. She was in the bathroom with Melissa the whole time. And then Melissa, yes, maybe Teresa's delivery wasn't like, okay, listen, I saw this guy earlier. He's talking mad shit about you. Were you a stripper? Were you not a stripper? I guess it doesn't matter, but that's what he's saying. Now, listen, I want to go confront this guy with you. I think we should just, you know, handle it. And I think, you know, and then here goes Melissa. I'm going to call your brother. I'm going to get him involved. And then what do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to stay at home and pop some popcorn and watch a DVD? No, he's like, dude, some guy is calling my wife a stripper.
Yeah.
I'm going to come down and defend her. And what did she think that phone call was going to do?
I would want my husband there, though. I feel like I would want that support because, like, it's not more of like, okay, this person's calling you a stripper. Oh, this random guy. No, this is on national television. Like, they know it's more than just, oh, this guy's just talking smack about you. It's like, there is someone is trying to bring up your past.
So,
that's so hurtful. And, like, I would be like, oh, my God, I need my support system. I need my husband.
Well, also, did you notice that when the men showed up, they came with a bunch of security?
Oh,
I don't know if the security was there beforehand.
There was security with Teresa and Melissa the whole time.
There were? Okay.
There was, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if anything, that they brought protective services, and that could have been a reason why maybe she felt threatened. And then there also was the issue of the sibling rivalry going on as well.
Well, I mean, I also want to say she didn't have any support from her sister-in-law, so I get why she called her husband.
Right.
And then I want to comment on something you said, Susan. Keep in mind, and I wrote this down specifically, so Angela was having a conversation with some woman with black hair,
right. Okay,
and Teresa was nowhere around. You're right, she was in the bathroom. And, quote, he says, Kim and Teresa want to blow the whistle on her, meaning Melissa. And basically, he mentioned some guy named Johnny. And I don't know who Johnny is, but, like, he was talking about Johnny. So in his conversation with this girl, and I know that sometimes the whole telephone game can happen. You know, you never know what was said, you know, from the very beginning. But he specifically said Kim and Teresa wanted him to blow the whistle. He was talking about the whole incident, about how he went over to the table and, you know, it kind of seemed rehearsed. Oh, I know you from somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Blah, blah, blah. So it's just, it is. It's fishy. It's shady. And I want to know who Jacqueline was getting these texts from.
Right. That is important, too.
Who
but, like,
that?
But even the fact that both Caroline and Lawrence said that she had brought up the stripper thing before. To me, that's the icing on the cake. It's like, this is something that she knew was like something that she could, when she's trying to convince Caroline and, Caroline has said all this time, oh, wow, Melissa, you're not that bad. Teresa told us so much about you in a bad way. And she's already done that so far with us as an audience.
Right.
Gold digger. Would leave you for someone richer. Wants to be a singer and it shouldn't be. You're too old and like all these disses and like to make people not like her. And the stripper is just like, oh, you're a stripper. It's like, you know, that she's trying to get people to be like, oh, well, then you can't be like a good wife. You were a stripper. Like whatever her motives were, I think that's her reason. I think she's ready to take her down. What's going to change her now? What, one aha moment in California when they got along? I don't think so.
You know, I think that Teresa did want to take her down. I think that Teresa went to the moon and back talking smack about her sister-in-law. I think she was really out to get her. I mean, we saw Teresa was just like viciously attacking her sister-in-law. But I think that there maybe it was an aha moment. But it was definitely, she had a change of heart. Caroline turned her back. Jacqueline kind of had her back turned. And I think, you know, Teresa was like, you know, maybe Melissa isn't that bad. And then Melissa is showing time and time again that she's so loyal to her sister-in-law. When Joe was like, we're leaving Napa, she doesn't say anything. She goes, okay, let's go.
Let's go.
You know, let's do it. And I think that Teresa might have planned this. And I think that she just kind of was like, it is what it is. And I think Kim D took it into her own hands and went from 0 to 60 by herself.
Well,
and I'm not saying that Teresa has nothing to do with this, but I think authentically she does not know who Angelo is. And I think that maybe, and this is just my opinion, I think Teresa started something and she wasn't planning on finishing it. And I think Kim D was like, well, I'm going to finish it because I don't like her anyways.
Well, that leads me to the next topic, stirring the pot. So Kim D was a big old pot stirrer. And what bugged me about this.
It doesn't help when she drinks either.
Oh. She's disgusting.
No.
She's
no.
repulsive.
Drinks or does whatever other activities that she does. But Here's what bothered me is that Kim D, she made it perfectly clear that she didn't like Melissa, mm-hmm. okay? She invites her to the whole event, and she was involved in the setup. Teresa knew that she had something to do with that setup, just from even earlier that day right. getting her makeup done. Yet, we never saw Teresa say anything to her.
Right.
Like, that's, like, Kim D's her girl. She never said anything to her. Not, like
between stop. between the getting ready and the actual fashion yeah. show. Warning Melissa, or guess what this guy just said.
Exactly.
Where was that?
Exactly.
But you have to remember that they've been doing this long enough that they know how to keep things on and off camera. And Jacqueline got a text saying that they planned things 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would love to know who that text came from.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, who knows if it's even someone that we've seen on the show, mm-hmm. but, you know, if it was something that was planned 2 weeks ago, then this whole makeup conversation with Angelo at the salon, that was all scripted, in essence.
It's a setup.
So, as far as, you know, Kim warning Teresa or Kim getting Teresa involved, if they were plotting it together, it would have had to have been off camera and way before what we saw happened.
My question is this. I guess it does not matter whether Melissa was a stripper or not, but is serving, being a bartender at a strip club in a bikini, she said it was a bikini bar, mm-hmm. is that any better than dancing on a pole? Because I looked up Liquor's Gentleman Club in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and it is a strip club.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I don't care if she strips, you know? It's the same situation with Danielle Staub seasons ago about how they brought up that book and all that crap she did 25 years ago mm-hmm. before she was a mom and, you know, before she changed her life. Like, so what if she was a waitress? So what if she was on the pole? I just don't see why it matters.
To answer your question, though, I do think it's... I guess it is a little bit better to be, I almost look at it like, okay, you're like a bottle girl versus like you're taking off your clothes and stripping.
But you're still serving men.
You are still serving men.
To get paid. And she had mentioned it was right. like rich, classy guys that would come in and they would get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I guess like the stigma of a stripper and, you know, taking off your clothes and getting physically naked versus being in a bathing suit, I think maybe a lot of people would like to think there is a difference. I think if you are in that situation and you are a waitress, you want to make sure people know you're not a stripper. And I think that's why she was hesitant and kind of fumbled a little bit on her defense there, saying, oh, I worked there for a week. It wasn't really a strip club. Then saying to Joe, this guy's saying I was a stripper or whatever it was. She was kind of going back on her words. I think she was nervous because people are going to jump to conclusions on that.
Well, so, she also, I wish I would have written down the words, but... she said something along the lines of, I swear on my life, I'm not. But she didn't say, I'm not a stripper. She said something along the lines of, like, I swear on my life, Joe knows everything.
Right.
Right.
And also, to answer your question about the bikini bar versus the stripper thing, well, the bikini bar, they can show on Bravo TV. And we've seen a lot of Melissa on Bravo TV.
Mm-hmm.
But the stripper thing, I mean, a little nipple, a little landing strip showing, you know, that's what makes the difference. But yeah. like I said, you know, at this point, kind of like Tiana... what difference does it make 10 years down the line? And that's something that these ladies really like to do, is they like to pull out all the trash that's, you know, been thrown out years and years ago. Even Caroline at the Vineyard wanted to tell Melissa all of these things that Teresa said about her over the last 2 years. It's like, well, I mean, just turn on the TV woman. You know, you can see what she said about
right.
you. Let's just move forward, you know, take whatever it was, move forward, or, you know, roll it off. And they can't do that, which is why they're on Bravo TV and why they make such good television.
But isn't that a part of being a celebrity and putting yourself out there where people can dig up dirt on you? And if you have a pass, that they want
they're
the
gonna
scandal.
They're going to know the truth. They're going to know. They're going to find out.
And
that's
they
for
want,
sure.
And they want the scandal. That's what, I mean, we've seen countless... you know, celebrities, oh, they posted nude when they were younger. They did something dumb.
Deanna, I'm just kidding.
They sent an ex-boyfriend a topless picture, and it's like scandal, scandal. And for us, it's like, well, who cares? Who wasn't 15 or who wasn't 20 or who didn't have a pass? But this is the ultimate, like, shame on you kind of thing, you know? And, like, we all know that she's a great mother. We all know that she's a great wife. But it's still dirt, and dirt sells.
Right. And that makes me think it was more of a setup, too, because, like, with something like this, I think that having the husbands not there like, because Joe's brother was there, having the other husbands not there was even more to show you that it was a setup. Because why would Joe Judice's brother be there and not Joe Judice? Why couldn't Teresa bring that if this was Kim D and this is her best friend? That they knew something was going to go down because none of the other husbands were allowed. And Kathy's like, oh, why couldn't I bring, why couldn't I bring Richie?
Why was he there?
Why was he there? The brother.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, I feel like more so they all knew that, like, I think even Teresa would have begged or probably been like, oh, why can't I bring my husband?
But wasn't she surprised to see him?
I think Pete was there because I think Pete's wife is also friends with Kim D.
Right.
So that's how I think that all happened.
So then, yeah, why weren't the other husbands, like, allowed there?
Sheila.
I don't know.
Her name's Sheila.
Yeah. Well, yes. Sheila is friends
with Kim D.
But,
yeah, there's no doubt that it was... There was, you know, they were trying to expose
shadiness. And,
but do we feel like Melissa's hiding something? Because I feel like her answer wasn't definite. Like, if she was a little shaky on what she was.
Yeah, she was.
And she made it such a big deal. She's like, Teresa's trying to expose me. Actually, if you guys rewind it back, Melissa exposed herself. She called her husband, which is, by all means, call your husband. If you need your man, you need your man. Mm-hmm. But she's the one who let the cat out of the bag to the girls. And I think that Teresa should have been like, get the F out of our table. But she didn't, because I think that she didn't want to embarrass Melissa. Like, so did you or did you not strip? Because that's a speculation. And there is half the room saying, your sister-in-law was a stripper. And then there is Melissa saying, she's swearing to God up and down that she was never a stripper, that she was only a bartender. Now, listen, rumors get started for a reason. And if there's half the room that's saying that you were a stripper, why?
The woman that said that, though, was like she had like no teeth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe she's jealous of and Angela had like one tooth that was rotting. So it's like, all right, first of all, go to the dentist. Second of all, why don't you go and like.
They looked like just like random like seat fillers at the posh show that drank too much.
Maybe they're jealous. I think there's a lot of jealousy amongst that, too. And I think that, you know, I think you would try to take down the top. And I think Melissa's on top of her game right now. And I think that all these people have nothing to lose. Well, so they're going to bring her down.
I agree with you. I think Melissa wasn't being 100% upfront. I think she is hiding something. I think her husband knows the truth, whatever that truth is. But I think at the end of the day, who wants their dirty laundry from 10, 15 years ago, like, spread out in the open? And,
especially by your sister-in-law.
Yeah. But then you're also, you know, nowadays with technology, you just Google, or you Bing it, and you say, you know, Liquor's Gentleman Club, it's right there. It's not like Liquor's just came about 5 years ago. This club has been around for a very long time, and clearly there are poles, and they're not poles to hang your laundry on. There are poles that you dance.
They're not,
you know,
poles
what I mean?
To vote it.
No, and so it's
maybe
like,
there's an 18 plus night.
Maybe, but
I guess that wouldn't really make a difference.
But she was like, listen, Liquor's was a bikini bar.
Hold on, wait. Just thought of something. Not that I'm a frequenter of, you know, gentlemen's clubs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But you can't even drink alcohol at strip clubs.
No.
Why would they need a bartender?
It depends on where you are. Different states have different rules.
Yeah.
Like in the state of California, if it's a completely nude bar, then there's no alcohol can be served. But if they're wearing bikinis, they can serve alcohol. So it varies from state. Don't ask me why I know that, but I know that.
If it's topless, you can have alcohol.
Yeah.
If it's
full nudity, then no. Like Spearmint Rhino, you cannot drink alcohol. And that's a topless.
It's a state thing, though. Like, every state has a different, like, law on it. New Jersey, New York, California.
Bing.
Let's bing it, you guys. Let's
bing
find
it.
Out.
Well, I know Vegas. Vegas.
Well, Vegas, anything goes.
Vegas,
you can drink in public.
Hey, you guys, Big Brother here. It is, in fact, a state law. It differs from state to state.
Yep.
So in Massachusetts, you can drink and be as nude as you want.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure my ex-boyfriend would go to the strip and be hammered.
Right,
whoops.
Yeah. Don't ask me why I know this, but I do. But yeah, it varies by state.
Okay,
so.
Thank you, Big Brother.
We're looking at... Who are you again?
All right, but
Liquor's...
Kevin.
Liquor's is an alcohol-serving gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
So there was alcohol being served.
So that we don't exactly know what it means, but it could mean that it was, you know, her point was it was a swimsuit bar. So she could have been telling the truth.
So she was wearing a one piece serving men Diet Cokes?
Or bikini, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. But
she, yeah, and she also claimed she was a school teacher at that time, too, which I believe. I mean, why would you? She obviously probably was, but then.
Haven't you seen Varsity Blues?
That's the other thing that made me mad is my finger. That is the other thing that made me mad is that Teresa said, oh, well, you could have done it at night. Did you hear that comment? Oh. That was annoying. See? Yeah. Like, that conversation made me think, Teresa, you doubt your own sister-in-law. Not only do you doubt her, you're doubting her on national television yet again. You gotta be ride or die for this girl. You're saying you're ride or die, don't talk about my family, but yet, in a conversation, you're like, you said that. Like, why would you say that? Oh, well, I don't know what you're doing at night. That's when Melissa whipped up the phone and called Joe.
And I get that, Melissa's like, I don't know this guy. And then as soon as Teresa was like, well, actually, he said that she's like, oh, yeah, well, I met him. So it's kind of like I think they're both hiding something. And yes, I think Teresa had definitely something to do with this, but I don't think that she plotted this whole thing, and I don't think that she invited Angelo to come over here and to blow up her spot. And at the same time, Melissa, she can't keep her story straight.
Yeah, she may not have calculated, like, verbatim, but, like, I do think that she definitely was going to let this happen as we saw that it did. So just that alone, like, you could have stopped that.
But listen.
Should have stopped it.
If you had a brother that was married to this woman and all these years, it was haunting you that she just, people are just saying that she was a stripper. It doesn't matter. It's not like your
brother's
going to.
Bring it up at the first wedding anniversary, not after they had three kids in front of all your friends and family and the national, audience.
But let's just say after all this time, this dude comes up and says, yo, I know Deanna, your sister-in-law. She used to dance for me. And would you not ask questions?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, because that's my family. Like, I really wouldn't.
But Teresa's not like, oh, that's my family.
But she was. She was. She was like, oh, that's, don't talk about my family. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, and she's like hot and cold with that. Whereas, like, you know, if you're really like that, then you'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, no matter what, even if I know something's true about my family and somebody says something, I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about.
So what's your take on Teresa trying to go confront Angelo?
I don't know. I think that was just kind of like I gotta go confront him. Like,
well, I think it was a matter of, shit. I need to save my ass.
Yeah,
because
me too.
Her moment was lost when they were at the table and she didn't say anything. So I think it was like, no, I was running after him. I was trying to say something. It's like she was trying to, like, you know.
I can see what you're saying.
Backpedal.
Yeah.
That's what that was about.
I can see what you're saying.
And he did leave. He left before the fashion show even started.
Right. Right.
Like, aren't you the director of PR for this event? You know, if the Real Housewives of New Jersey start fighting, aren't you supposed to be the one that sends the press release the next day? Or, you know,
who knows?
All right. Well,
shade of business.
Before we move on, guess what tomorrow is, you guys?
Fox Tuesday.
It's Fox Comedy Tuesday.
Yay.
So tomorrow is the debut of Fox Comedy Tuesday. There's a lot of fun shows. New Girl is back. New Girl was actually nominated for a couple Emmys last
night. They were best dressed for sure last night. Max Greenfield and Zooey Deschanel. Mm-hmm. Max Greenfield's wife. Beautiful. They're my favorites. I can't wait for New Girl tomorrow.
So that's back tomorrow. There's also another new show by the same writers as New Girl. It's called Ben and Kate. Looks super, super cute. Can't wait for that. And finally, y'all have heard me talk about this a million and one times with the Mindy Kaling Project. Brown Girl, her own show. Yes, watching, winning. So that's all tomorrow, you guys, on Fox Comedy Tuesdays. It starts at 8 o'clock. Make sure you watch. Gonna watch
that. Yes.
Set your DVRs.
They're already set.
Okay, so let's get back into the juiciness of it all. So here's another thing I want to bring up when it comes to stirring the pot. Kim D. So we see how two-faced she is because she goes over to their table and she's just like, well, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, you know, I just met him, whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the whole time, she's plotting. So she's already sold herself out.
Kim D doesn't even matter. She doesn't. Sucks. Balls. You know what? I don't think we should even entertain her or give her that 15 minutes of fame that she's so plotted. That's what she
agreed with that.
She's dirt. She's nasty. She's a crack whore. Let's just
and Andy Cohen said she's going to be on the reunion. So there you go. More face. He brought that up. I think it was on Watch What Happens Live with Kelly and Mark Costello. Yeah,
very funny.
Who's so sexy. But I think they're gonna. Side note. But yeah, she's going to be on the reunion. He said. So I'm just like, really, like, yeah, like, we're giving this lady, and the posh got so much attention. Like, well, it got so much attention that pisses me off because she's garbage.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, she's trying to pay that rent and sell those clothes.
She needs to get her boobs fixed.
and the rest already, of her face.
Okay? Yeah. The buy one, get one free thing was not good for her.
And I'm not one to sit here and, you know, rag on people's looks like that, but really, if you're an ugly person inside, how's that water over there, Giselle?
On my pants, thank you.
She's just garbage inside and out. She's ugly inside and out to me, so, you know.
She's very transparent, and she's just not, I mean, there's a reason why she's not a cast on the show. You know, did that even make sense?
She's not a cast on the show. She's a cast member on
Thank
the show.
Thank you very much. There's All a reason right. why she's not a cast member on the show.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so obnoxious to me that she continues to try to play both sides. And it's, we can see right through your Botox, Kim D. Like, it's not, the game face isn't working anymore.
I love it when Joe was like, go sniff another line. Yeah. It's like,
Yep.
You know?
I'm surprised there's no, like lawsuits against that. Like, isn't that a little...
Well...
For what? It's just to say, go sniff some lines?
A defamation of character.
Oh, she'd be in jail by now.
And she was high, so let's move on. She was drunk and she was high. She didn't know what the hell she was saying. But I just feel like, you know, Teresa, this whole season, I mean, she's just... really dug herself her own fucking grave. Like, she really fucked up. But I feel like there are certain parts where she's so dumb where people can set her up. And she got set up without... I'm not saying that she was set up in this, but I feel like this whole thing wasn't 100% her plan. Because, like I said, she's not smart enough to conjure up something like this. Kim D had something to do with this. She had a huge part to do with this. Mm-hmm.
I agree it wasn't 100% her. I agree. But I think 100% she was involved, if that makes sense.
And I just wish, though, that... Teresa had time to explain herself. She didn't. She didn't have time to explain herself. You know what? When Jacqueline came over and Joe had specifically asked her, was my sister present when that guy Angelo was talking about Melissa saying that she was a stripper and that she, you know, this was a setup? Jacqueline said yes. Teresa wasn't there, though. Do you know what I mean?
But maybe at the salon is what she's talking about. Maybe she was present there when we didn't see anything, and the person that knew about this, like, had texted Jacqueline and said that, like, oh, well, when this did take place, Teresa was there. Because we don't know when she was there. She might have been there. Them three might have had a time to be together that we don't know about.
I'm a little frustrated with the timing of everything because we saw that they shot the reunion of that. The last season, 12 hours after they finished the third season. And so we've been waiting so many months. Mm-hmm. And so I think it should be homework for our listeners, especially those that listen to us every single week, and for us, that we should go back and watch that reunion from the last season to see if anything else adds up, because I think things might make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, and also I think that was... The timing is something interesting to think about. I think Andy Cohen probably was like, boom, this was so juicy. Let's have the reunion tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I feel like that reunion wasn't necessarily planned for that exact day.
It would have been. It was 12 hours later. Yeah.
Wait, why do you think that the reunion was planned for that day? Like, you know what I mean? Ahead of time.
Well, what I'm wondering is if maybe they were planning on continuing filming for a while longer, but maybe the women didn't want to after what happened.
Well,
so,
I don't know. That actually brings me to the next topic. The next topic, I called it flashbacks, because now, you know, we just like you guys are saying, the timing is a little bit off. We're seeing clips from last year's reunion. Now we know why Jacqueline didn't show up. Because remember, he said, you know, or actually Caroline said, you know, Jacqueline, she decided not to be here because of events that have happened. I think at the time we saw a lot in the tabloids about, you know, it was a whole thing where Jacqueline saw Joe Giudice at a restaurant with a woman. Mm-hmm. That's what we were reading. But now we know that it was all because of this event.
This reunion, the one that we just saw at the end of this episode, that was season 3 reunion.
Right.
So this whole season happened, and then that was a reunion.
Yes.
So what happened from last year till now? Did they shoot? Did they shoot season 4?
They did shoot.
Okay.
They did.
So they did shoot season 4. Mm-hmm. And then what we're going to watch next week is just, what is that, a reunion?
And that just took place a month ago.
That just took place like two and a half weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had filmed season 4, and now we don't know what happened in season 4, and now we're going to see reunion 1 and 2 in the next 2 weeks. Is that what's happening? The one that
Part 1 and Part 2 of season 4. They shot the reunion for season 3 the day after they
filming
for season 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think also in that flashback, it is important to look at the fact that Jacqueline was upset, didn't attend the reunion. But if you look at it, at the end there, when Teresa, she put the blame on Jacqueline. Like, where did that come from?
The tables.
To me, that is like, it's her stupidity. It's part stupidity. It's part like, oh my God, like verbal, like, blah. Like, you don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's also part like, why, you know, Jacqueline's like the kind of like the underdog or the person that won't stick up for herself. And for Teresa, it's like, I'm a big bad wolf and I know it. Like, I'm going to go put this on you, get the attention off me, or whatever it was. It was just stupid and not even, didn't make sense.
Do you think that Teresa, what she said was, maybe you are a part of it. Do you feel like that was really like, Jacqueline, this is your fault. You did it. You set it up. Do you really?
It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was very stupid. But.
I think it was just vindictive. It was stupid. It was just in the heat of the moment. But I mean, obviously, Jacqueline did not set this up.
Right.
But for her to miss a reunion show because she was so deeply hurt, you know, I feel like Melissa was really stirring the pot as well with her brother. So why don't you tell your sister goodbye? Why don't you tell your sister this?
Shame on you.
It's like, you know what? Teresa has had so much fault in season 3. She really has. And you know what? When that girl fucked up, I was the first to say that she fucked up. But when I feel like, you know what? She could be innocent, I'm going to also defend her. Just like, you know, our fans, we're passionate about it and we're going to have different opinions. And I just feel that, you know what? Soon as something happened, Caroline was like, didn't I tell you? She was going to do something. And there's her daughter Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing. It's the whole moment where, remember, Joe came to come to the aid of his wife, and then Teresa comes up and says, oh, I'm trying to fix the situation. And Melissa's like, please, I heard that you just tried to set me up. And she's like, what? Who told you that? And we all know that it was Jacqueline, you know, and she wouldn't reveal it. So that's where, like, all of this started in the first place. You know
but
what I mean?
I feel like Melissa handled that so well. Like, I loved it. I feel like Melissa is deeply, I mean, this is like you said, dirt brought up from your past from 15 years ago, 20 years ago. You are going to feel so vulnerable and so hurt. And I think that she kind of beasted it out and was like dealing with it. She had her husband there to support her. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would have said the same thing to Teresa. Shame on you. Tell her shame on you. I would have said the same thing. Like, I don't think that you can even put it on to say, oh, you know, I feel like anything you say at that moment was almost warranted.
I thought things could have been handled a little bit better in terms of Jacqueline telling everyone but Teresa about this text message. So I think, but at the same time, I also think it was very poor on Teresa's part for automatically blaming Jacqueline, turning the whole thing around, saying she's part of the setup. I thought that was really stupid, too. But, you know, she kept it a secret from Teresa, and that was probably a little bit of shady from her part because everyone is automatically, you know, going, Teresa's at fault, Teresa's at fault, Teresa's at fault, but she has no idea what they're talking about. She was inside trying to act normal, which, you know, some people might think was the mature thing to do. A lot of people are probably going, she's a coward. That's what Caroline said. But there were so many people that were egging on the situation, especially Caroline, you know, especially her daughter. And a lot of people were left out of the loop that shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm. And if there are rumors said about me or you or you or you, sometimes, you know what, I'm going to sit back and let you address it. You know, like if you are being called a stripper all the time, I don't want to be like, okay, well, that dude, Angelo, actually came over here because he was going to call you out and be like, hey, you know, long time no see stripper.
Right.
So it goes both ways. And this is very, I think Kim D, as blonde and as Botox as she is, I think she's the puppet master. And I think that Teresa was once like, yes, let's get her and maybe just couldn't finish what she started.
Well, we won't be going back to the posh show, that's for sure.
Let's wrap this episode up with our last topic, and I think that this will be a quick one, but basically the topic is sometimes blood isn't thicker than water. And I think with everything that's happened, with the way it ended, I think Teresa is definitely on the outs with her whole entire family. And what I thought was really interesting is that at the very end, when Joe shows up and he wants to go inside, it was Carolyn that, like, totally calmed him down. And it's just like, nope, you're better than that. Don't go inside. You're going to make it worse. Yeah. So it was interesting to see at the very end of this season how Teresa is on the outs and then how all these new relationships have formed. Yeah. And these guys are all really close.
And see, I totally understand Joe's frustration there because this isn't the first time she spread the rumor about her being a stripper. So now it's come full force, come full circle, and now you see that she is being called out and this whole thing. So when he got the phone call, he's probably like, I already know who's in on it. Yeah. It's my damn sister. Yeah. I get why he went crazy, of course, and I get why Melissa immediately jumped to Teresa on that.
I feel like Teresa's at fault. Here's the only reason why I ever give her the benefit of the doubt is the fact that, okay, yeah, a lot of people are anti-Teresa right now, including her family, including those that used to be her best friends. Mm-hmm. Why are her and Dina friends? What's going on with Dina and Carolyn? What are we not seeing? Because for whatever reason, despite the fact that Therese has told Dina absolutely every little detail, and she knows that she's hurt Caroline's feelings, Dina continues to be on Therese's side. And that goes on to that point, the blood is thicker than water thing, because Dina said, you know what? Not always.
Mm. Yeah, that's a whole...
Well, you guys, this was a very juicy recap, and I can't wait for the two-part reunion.
Me too.
I just want us to go around the table really quick. What are you guys thinking is going to pop up at the reunion?
For predictions?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just see a lot of yelling back and forth. I see a lot of, like, misunderstanding, and, you know, they haven't... In the recap, it said they haven't spoke. Mm-hmm. Therese hasn't spoke to them, I think.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Only Kathy recently.
By
so that's
text.
Via text.
What do you think, Susan?
There's a lot of tears. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of anger. I mean, you said that this was filmed a month ago?
No, it was actually filmed September 7th. So,
okay, so
almost
recently,
a month ago.
Recently.
It was recent, yeah.
I really hope that they hash it out. I think there are some misunderstandings and there are some unforgivable things, but yeah. I just hope that they work it out.
Yep. What do you think, Giselle?
I really hope they work it out, but I don't think they're going to. We've seen some of these ladies on Watch What Happens Live recently, and things do not seem well. Caroline's still being stubborn, and Teresa's in her world, and we'll just have to see.
Well, I think it's going to be a smackdown. I don't think there's going to be any, you know, reunions. I think Teresa's still going to be on the outs with everybody, but all I know is I can't wait to come back and for us to do a recap on both of the reunions. God, it feels like I'm
hopefully we'll have Ashley in here.
Yes.
I've been trying really hard.
I know, we
really
have.
Want her
and
to
wait,
have.
Correction, I think it's a three-part reunion. I think Andy said that.
Oh, yeah.
So three parts. So three more episodes, yes.
So you guys got us for three more weeks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Where can we find everybody?
At Adrian Vero. At Susan Hunt. It's Susan Hunt.
At Giselle Ugarni.
And for Deanna Vaughn, it's at GoToGirlTV. Thanks, guys.
Thank
for
you.
Tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.